Good morning. Welcome to the Buzzer Beats podcast, your daily sports rundown presented by Buzzer. I'm Harris Rubenstein. We've got headlines, scores, and we start with a couple of huge game sevens across the world of sports. Grant Williams scored a career high 27 points, and with his 7 3-pointers along with Jason Tatum's 23 points, the Boston Celtics eliminate the NBA champion Bucks 109-81 to head to the Eastern Conference Finals. They set a game seven record with 22 made 3-pointers to eliminate the reigning champs. They will play top seed in Miami beginning Tuesday in a rematch of the 2020 Eastern Conference Finals. The Heat beat the Celtics in six in that series at Walt Disney World in the bubble. The Celtics trailed early in Game 7 before outscoring the Bucks 61-38 in the second half to cruise to the victory. Boston used a whopping 54-point advantage from behind the arc to improve to 25-9 in their franchise history seventh games. Williams finished 7-for-18 behind the arc. The Celtics were 22-of-55. It helped silence another relentless night from Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo. He had 25 points, 20 boards, and 9 assists. However, his rest of the team really let him down. Drew Holiday led the rest with 21 points. Brook Lopez had 15. Drew Holiday, Pat Connaughton, and Grayson Allen combined to be 0-of-14 from three-point range in this game. Let's go to our other Game 7. The Mavs completely dismantled the Phoenix Suns in Game 7 to the tune of a 129-90 final score, and the game wasn't even that close. It was way, way, way worse than the final score could even suggest, and they lost by 30. They were down 50 at one point. They only scored 27 points in the first half. Luka with 35, 10, and 4. He was 12 of 19 from the field. Jalen Brunson with 24. Dinwiddie with 30 of his own. The Suns could get nothing going offensively. Booker finished with 11. Chris Paul finished with 10. The Suns shot 37% from the field as a team, 31% from three. Just an ugly, ugly performance in front of their home crowd. 66 wins in the regular season and out in the seventh game to Luka and the Mavs. Crazy stuff. We'll see how they revamp things this offseason. Some WNBA scores. The Wings take down the Liberty 81-71, and the Dream take down the Fever 85-79. Let's head over to the NHL. Artemi Panarin with the OT winner as the Rangers get past the Penguins 4-3. Flames take down the Stars in Game 7. They will play the Oilers in the next round. Let's go to our next news story. The Pirates become the sixth team in big league history since 1901 to win a baseball game despite not getting a single hit. It last happened in 2008, where Jared Weaver and Jose Arredondo of the Angels lost while holding the Dodgers hitless. Hunter Green took the loss, becoming the first pitcher to throw 7 hitless innings and take a loss since 1992. Him and reliever Art Warren combined to allow 0 hits in a complete game, but it doesn't even count as a no-hitter or even a win, because obviously the team still lost 1-0. Miami Dolphins reach a deal with Melvin Ingram to bolster their pass rush. The 10-year vet spent time with the Chiefs and Steelers last season. In a little basketball offseason news, GM Zach Kleiman says the Memphis Grizzlies will spend to keep Ja Morant and this core together. Memphis finished with the second-best record in the NBA, and its highest playoff seeding at number 2 in the Western Conference. Memphis was eliminated in 6 games by Golden State on Friday night. Klayman said, quote, "We're not going to have any issues paying anyone who we want to pay. There's never going to be any issues with retention here." Klayman made it clear as possible he intends to make sure Morant is in Memphis for a very long time. Quote, "Whatever I'm allowed to say under NBA rules without violating the CBA, I hereby say that about our plans for Ja." Let's go to the moments we're watching today. Big soccer game in the Premier League. Newcastle takes on Arsenal at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on NBC Sports as Arsenal and Tottenham continue to jostle for that coveted 4th place finish, which will give them Champions League football next year. No NBA games and no WNBA games. So how about some baseball? Mariners Blue Jays 7:07 p.m. Eastern Time, Yankees Orioles at 7:05, Mets Cardinals at 7:10, and then you got the Giants and the Rockies at 8:40. For our FanDuel Fast Break, we've got 3 lines for you guys tonight. The Yankees are -125 to win over the Orioles as a 1.5 run favorite. The Blue Jays are a +134 to beat the Mariners, and they are also 1.5 run favorites. Same thing for the Mets, but they are a +180 to take down the Cardinals. On this day in sports history, way back in 1941, Joe DiMaggio starts his 56-game hitting streak, despite the fact that the Yankees lost 13-1. Obviously, he would get a hit in the next 50 5 straight games. Nobody has even come close to that. I don't think anybody has even broken 40. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTeam, and if you haven't already, you can follow Buzzer at Buzzer on all platforms. Check out the Buzzer app, available for download on the Apple and Google Play stores. Never miss a moment with Buzzer, the hottest app for watching the best moments in live sports. Have a great day, everyone. Make someone smile today, and we'll see you tomorrow.